All right.
We're in a series called Unchanged, and you know, it's grace has set us free. Why don't we live like it? And you know, one of the things I thought about after I had put that question on there is it's not meant to be an accusation at all. What I'm really asking is that we learn and understand how to live grace. Because I think for the Christian world, it's so much legalism that what we want to do is see if we can set a lot of that legalism aside and love each other and love God. That's what the scripture says, right? The fulfillment of the law is to love God and people. And so we want to know how to live in that grace where we're not under pressure, we're not nervous, we're not scared, we're not any of those kind of things, because our God is our God, amen? And he's taking care of it for us. So, but I think the answer to that is a lot of times we don't know how. We don't know how to live in grace. And so our scripture in Galatians is all about the flesh and the spirit and how they war against each other. They are not compatible or they don't compromise. And they don't work together for sure. They are at enmity. They are enemies of each other. And so I want to comment from last week. If you understand the struggle of the flesh and the spirit in your life, it's because you're a child of God. I want to make this point again because it's such a valued point. If you struggle with sin versus righteousness and this is going on in your head all the time, it's because you're a child of God. If you're not a child of God, you don't have to worry about the righteousness, right? Just do what you want to do. So it's a proof to you that you're a child of God. And we talked about that last week, but I wanted to bring it up again because I think it's really valuable for us to understand, because as Christians, we're in this flow and we're thinking, oh, I want to sin, I don't want to sin, and all these kind of things. You can get to feeling like you're not a child of God as a result of that, but the reverse is true. You are absolutely a child of God, or it wouldn't be happening. So let's read our scripture for this morning. I'm going to read the underline and you read the non-underline. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
For the flesh lusts
against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh.
And these are contrary to one another.
So that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You know, this is an important message, an important passage in the Christian life. The inner struggle that we all always experience. So today's question that I have for us is, how do we protect ourselves from this battle? And I want you to turn with me to Ephesians 6:10 in your phones and your paper Bibles or whatever you have, because it would be good that you float along as we talk on this. I want to explore the weapons that God has given us to fight off this issue that we have of the flesh and the spirit, first of all, and then the devil. And we're going to get into that a little bit that talks about in Ephesians chapter 6. The devil who would attempt to derail us, dearm us, or disarm us, sorry, and then neutralize us, so that we doubt ourselves and become discouraged, feeling like it's up again. Meaning that we're all going to fall. If the wise men fall, we're all going to fall, right? And he picks us up, dusts us off, and moves us on our way. And because of this incredible truth, we don't have to live up to the rules in order to be saved or to live the Christian life. We simply believe what God said. And we rely on what he did, not what we do. So I want to end with this final question. As a result of that, don't we want to live like Christ? Man, we can't help it. He did everything. We did nothing. Well, Steve, believe. Well, okay, but I don't know if I have enough faith. We believe he did the work. How can we not want to be like him? How can we not want to have him in our heart? Let's pray. Father, we come this morning Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for your faith. Thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to provide that faith and that blood to save us so that we could rise again just like Jesus rose again. And when that day comes, Lord, we're going to be so excited. I can't wait for that day when you call our name and we head for heaven. Lord, help us in the meantime to imitate Christ. Just as Paul said, imitate me like as I imitate Christ. In another place he says, imitate Christ. Lord, help us to be like Christ. Our heads are bowed. If you've come this morning, maybe you don't have that relationship with God. Maybe you've even been thinking that you need this quantity of faith in order to believe in him. You've got to muster this stuff up, gut it up. And that's not what the Bible says. It just says we have to believe the truth. Romans 10:9, he says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So my friend, if today is the day that you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray a little prayer and you can follow along with that and pray along with me while the rest of you pray. And the prayer goes like this: Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and life and be the Lord, the boss of my life. I believe that you rose from the dead, just as that verse said. And because of it, you rose from the bed, rose from the dead for me too. So come into my life and save me today, and may I live for you. I surrender my life to you. While heads are bowed, if you prayed that prayer this morning and you meant it, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand up, put it back down so I can start praying for you. Anybody this morning want to give your life to Christ? Thank you. Anybody else this morning want to give your life to Christ? It means it's going to be radical. Thank you. It means it's going to be a radical change in your life, because you're going to have God on your side and you're going to be at peace with him. That's great. Father, I thank you for the hands that were raised, and maybe even some who made that decision in their heart were afraid to raise their hand. Lord, by simple belief, you just tell us to believe what you said. And we believe that this morning. And I pray that you be with us as we continue to grow and imitate you and walk through this life. Lord, may you be honored, and may all the praise go back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.